This is Group F. We are a student campus radio station broadcasting over the internet from Chugyo University in Nagoya, Japan.
Hello!
How are you?
Welcome to your program.
The first, we introduce ourselves.
I'm Ayumi.
I'm Mami.
I'm Ellie.
I'm Ayana.
I'm Shiho.
Today's topic is Bill Haley and the Comet Rock Around the Clock. In the end of 1950s, it was golden age of rock and roll, and Elvis Presley, Little Richard, and Bill Haley typified the time in which they lived. But I think only few people give the name of Bill Haley. Bill Haley was born in 1925 in Michigan. When he was 70 years old, he became a cowboy yodel singer, and he sang with country and western band. In 1948, he organized his own band, and he was a radio DJ in Pennsylvania. He listened to many kinds of music, and little by little, he was influenced by R&B music. Then he changed his band's name, and the band became Rock and Roll Band. It was the beginning of Bill Haley with Haley's Comets. Bill Haley with Haley's Comets is recording of Crazy Man Crazy became the first rock and roll song to hit the American charts. Soon after, the band's name was reserved to Bill Haley and his Comets. After that, Haley soon scored a major worldwide hit with a cover version of Big Joe Turner's Shake, Rattle and Roll, and he became popular. Haley and his band were important in launching the music known as rock and roll to a wider audience after years of it being considered an underground movement. When Blackbird Jungle starring Glenn Ford, it soared to the top of the American Billboard charts for 8 weeks, launching a musical revolution that opened the doors for the likes of Elvis Presley.
Haley is famous as the progenitor of rock and roll music. It's only natural because he is first seller on rock and roll music. But he also made an impact on new music film, rockabilly. So I'll introduce about rockabilly today. Rockabilly has appeared in 1950s. First, I make mention of the meaning of the rockabilly. Initial role of rockabilly, rock, means rock and roll, of course. And the letter of the word, Billy, is a part of hillbilly. Hillbilly means country music. That's to say, rockabilly is a mixture of rock and roll and hillbilly. In addition to this, it is said that rockabilly has characteristics of blues, R&B, honky-tonk, and western swing too. So, rockabilly music unifies separate genre musics into one. Next, I explain the characteristics of this music. Rockabilly has some particular way of singing. Mumbling is a good example. This way isn't used on rock and roll music and other music. It's very sexy way. Then, hiccup is also used often. And on guitar playing, slapping is an individual style of playing the bass guitar. Single swap, double swap, and triple swap. They are wonderful. And rockabilly is bouncy rhythm. It's two-beat rhythm, or shuffle beat like western swing. Rock and roll rhythm is 4-beat or 8-beat usually. There again, rockabilly is influenced by white music, hillbilly. Lastly, I talked about famous rockabilly musicians. Elvis Presley and Curly Perkins are exponents of rockabilly musicians. That's Alright is the most famous rockabilly song. It's Elvis' song. Bill Haley steered this wonderful artist to new music world.
Now, I'm gonna introduce other song of rockabilly. Johnny B. Goode is the most famous one. Its motif is known as synonym of rockabilly. Let's listen now. Johnny B. Goode. You got rockabilly image, didn't you? The singer singing this song is Chuck Berry. He is also famous as one of the pioneers of early rock and roll, namely rockabilly. So his songs were covered by a lot of musicians and affected later music. And Chuck Berry is a black American musician, so he is crossover artist from black side. Although he was a great artist, he was arrested often. Some of the reason he arrested was act in violation of the law for segregation. So he couldn't be held respect. However, recently, his feet is being revised upward.
clock is used in the movie. That movie is Blackboard Jungle. Have you ever watched the movie? The story revolves around an idealistic teacher on his first job in a tough urban all-male high school. In the school led by an African-American student, he is surrounded by apathetic teachers and a principal who has trouble admitting that the school discipline problems. The film has also been credited with sparking the rock and roll revolution by featuring Bill Haley and the Comets' Rock Around the Clock, establishing that song as an instant classic. The music was very, very popular with teenage audience for the film. An idealistic teacher is confronted with a class of cynical teenagers who have disengaged from conventional school. The film has issues of race and class lie at the heart of the dynamics, and then other movies of this subject appeared after this movie.
Finally, I'll explain about the song's background. Rock Around the Clock was released in 1954. The original full title of the song was We're Gonna Rock Around the Clock Tonight. It is said that the song contained the meaning of making love. Haley's biggest hit and one of the most important records in rock and roll history. Sales of these songs started slow, but eventually sold an estimated 25 million copies and marked the arrival of a cultural shift. Rock Around the Clock, it actually predated it as the first major international rock and roll hit, although it did not attain the number one position in the American chart. The success of Rock Around the Clock is attributed to its use in the soundtrack of the film Blackboard Jungle, which was released in March 1955. In addition, he started to mix country style and R&B style. That's why his songs became popular among both white people and black people. So let's enjoy his songs, Rock Around the Clock.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your flat rights on. Join me, hon. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Chimes ring 5, 6, and 7. We'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock.
strikes 12, we'll cool off, then start a rock and round.
Well, did you understand what he was? Thank you for listening.